All right, finally, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's hop right to the Rumble chat tonight. Let me see who is on. Mobetta, one is on. Big Scott, one is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Richard Perry is on. Aggravane is on. Skunk 71 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Greg Ninemon is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Let me see. Mike Griffith is on. Judy Anita is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Sissy Patterson is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Bonnie Four is on. Guitar Glenn is on. JGCK is on. K4VMS is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Jim Brody is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Peg Joe is on. Peg McGroin is on. Granite 2468 is on. Hoopsterama is on. Scrolling down, we get a couple more, five or six more. Uncle Wally is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Sexy Pony is on. One or two more. Let me see here. Vovo 960, one more. Biggie 926 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you for joining us on this Friday night. All right, Johnny B is up next. Johnny Bolton having his home raided. Let's deep dive into this for just a moment, although you probably have all seen all this ad nauseum. Been all over the news all day long, all over social media all day long. Let's do it one last time together at 9 o'clock at night on a Friday, shall we? So anyway, let's do this. Now, the interesting thing about this is what I've been saying over the last couple weeks is that something is different with this administration. Because let's add up all the homes that have ever been raided by a Trump administration. Now, you've seen the enemies, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Hillary herself, the crimes, of course, Hussein Obama, of course, Biden, of course, Susan Rice, and numerous others, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, numerous others that have committed crimes directly against the previous Trump administration, this Trump administration, because this is a continuing conspiracy against right. So a lot of this is a continuing crime starting all the way back in 2015, all the way to today. And some of it are other crimes that have not gone out of the statute of limitations, as well as this entire conspiracy hasn't. Because the statute of limitations doesn't start on a conspiracy until the perpetrator admits fault and admits that it was a conspiracy. And that's not happened with any of these people. So here's the thing. We said now, it's from this podcast, and Alex Jones has advocated this too. I haven't heard what Bannon said about it, but there's something different. This is different now because nobody ever did anything against Hillary. Nobody did anything against Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. That's changing this time. Nobody did anything against Shifty Schiff. Nobody, and just theoretically speaking, symbolically speaking, nobody did anything in the past against the Fannie Willises of the world, the Big Tish James of the world. Nobody ever did anything in the previous Trump administration. That's changing now. Can we all agree now? From Roger Stone, from Alex Jones and Roger Stone's conversation, Alex Jones said that he has heard, and these are, Alex Jones has about a 98% correct rate, has heard there's about 10 different grand juries. Roger Stone has them in three different locations, New York, NYC, and South Florida, that these grand juries are, in fact, impaneled to go against these deep state conspirators. So we will see. Now, again, what's the evidence of this happening? The impaneling of grand juries, the raiding now of John Bolton's home, the investigation, the actual true investigation. Roger Stone also alleges that Trump is putting together a special counsel. He has now brought in Andrew Bailey, AG from the state of Missouri, to be another deputy assistant FBI director with Dan Bongino. My opinion, that is to replace Patel and Bongino, but we will see if that is in fact correct. Because why would Andrew Bailey take the, you know, leave his AG job over the entire state of Missouri for a deputy, a co-deputy director position for the FBI. I just don't see that happening. Yeah. But anyway, you never know. So we'll see. Andrew Bailey is an absolute, much as the left likes to call Andrew effeminate man Weissman, who's obviously a receiver. Obviously, he talks like this. Hi, my name is Andrew Weissman. That's how he talks. And I just believe Trump has committed a seditious conspiracy against our country. It's a threat to democracy. That's how the man talks. And he's allegedly Mueller's pit bull. Okay, Andrew Weissman is a real man and absolutely not a receiver and is a real pit bull. So we'll see. But anyway, so this is way different. Things are different. And again, I just say my party line that I've been saying for a couple months is Everybody needs to be critical when Trump is wrong, not be a sycophant and act like Trump is right when he's wrong. But then you also don't go the other way and act like Trump's wrong when he's right. Because he's right most of the time. Listen, I don't like the whole Peter Thiel thing, the Alice Karp thing, Palantir, Vance's links to Palantir, Real ID. I don't like it. I didn't like Big Beautiful Bill. I didn't like the bombing of Iran. But what about all the other stuff? The painting of the wall black, building more wall. Nobody, there's still people coming across the southern border, but none of them are being facilitated by the federal government anymore. So this is a really big deal. I mean, Trump is absolutely killing it in most areas, and that needs to be acknowledged. And here's another area where he is absolutely killing it. This is what you do. Now Trump says that he doesn't know anything about it. Now, I'm not saying that he's lying. What he's doing is making sure that he has plausible deniability by basically telling Patel, Bongino, Bondi, don't tell me anything, but he kind of knows that it's coming. So, because he said he didn't know anything about the Bolton raid. I believe that he knows things like that are in the wind, but he's actually keeping a level of plausible deniability so that the left can't come after him as a coordinated raid. Although it's already now been proven via government documents that Joe Biden started the entire Jack Smith prosecution of Donald Trump by going and getting his phone and Mike Pence's phone and giving it to Jack Smith. So, I mean, does it really even matter whether investigations are orchestrated out of the White House anymore? It really doesn't matter. Can we all agree on that? It really, because the Attorney General is appointed by the executive. So really, does it even matter whether we all just play the games of, no, I don't know what the DOJ is doing. I'm like, of course they do. But Trump probably keeps it at a level where he can at least say honestly that he doesn't. Like, don't give me any names. Oh, there's a raid coming. Don't give me names. You know, that sort of thing. But anyway, but you know, we're not giving any names, but we are investigating John Bolton. There's a raid coming. We're not going to tell you. So, I mean, but anyway, and I'm not really critical of that. I understand the gamesmanship that gets played in D.C. But anyway, things are different now. This has never happened before. So you're like, Tom, should we get our hopes up? Yeah, get your hopes up a little bit. Get your hopes up a little bit that these people are finally going to be prosecuted from the inside sources. There's nobody more inside, really, than Bannon, than Roger Stone, and Alex Jones. There really is nobody more inside. They know everybody in there. They're watched every day by the White House. Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon have direct communication with Donald Trump himself and his command staff. So what I call his command staff, the people who are super close to him. But anyway, this is different now. We all have to acknowledge this never happened 17, 18, 19, and 20. This did not happen. So this is a big deal. Bolton's been, what? Why was he raided? We'll read all the slides together, watch the videos, but I'm just saying, why was he raided? Because they're alleging that he used confidential, classified information in his book without permission, so he was in possession of classified documents. So a lot of these people are getting charged with the very things they falsely accused Donald Trump of doing. All right, C-Reason video. The FBI is currently raiding the D.C. area home of John Bolton. Probably you've already seen already, but here's Fox News. Play for me.
The probe dropped when Joe Biden became president. So is this picking up where that left off, David?
It's possible. I don't know with 100% certainty, but it is notable, guys, that John Bolton, Ambassador Bolton's security clearances were stripped earlier this year by President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, took that security clearance away. They had concerns. The administration had concerns about Ambassador Bolton still being able to access some of these documents and have some of those security clearances. It's also notable that John Bolton had a security detail as well. Because of the threats from Iran on his life, that security detail, that government federal paid security detail, was also taken away.
I love how Trump took away all their stuff. I mean, I love everyone. It was Hunter Biden. He basically took everybody's stuff away but Joe himself.
Yeah.
I absolutely, that's what you have to do. And when other establishment Republicans, and by the way, by establishment Republicans, I mean victims of Democrats. And they actually like it. They're almost like sadomasochistic in a sexual way. Love the punishment by Democrats. These Republicans, we need to play by the rules that don't exist. You know what? You're going to play a game against somebody who doesn't recognize the rules. Guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to be dead, in symbolically or actually. Because if they're not playing by the rules that you are recognizing, they don't recognize there are any rules, you're going to lose or be dead. And that's exactly what happens all the time with you. I mean, you look at all the dead people surrounding the Democratic Party, dead people surrounding Clinton's alone. So it's actual and symbolic. But anyway, I just love how he took away all of his stuff. And John Bolton, of course, rejoiced in all this. Here's a Svetlana Lakova video. This month, 3 years ago, Mar-a-Lago was raided. Here's Johnny B just loving it. Play for me.
Any given moment. But I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information, and he didn't appreciate the sensitivity of how it was often acquired, the so-called sources and methods. So this had been briefed to him before I arrived. It was repeated frequently. I think it simply had no impact on him whatever.
There's a couple of different ways that people think about this, and people who are not friendly to the president who think about what's happened here. And one of them is, you know, Donald Trump, master thief, you know, criminal, running some kind of elaborate conspiracy to bring things out of the White House and keep them secret for potentially for political or financial gain. There are other people who add its attitude is Trump is chaotic. He's careless. He's not that smart. He took these things almost by mistake, and now he's basically stamping his feet and saying, they're mine, I don't want to give them up. Give me a sense of where you think the truth lies with respect to Trump's intelligence, carelessness, and the degree to which he might have brought motive to bear on taking these documents out of the White House and keeping them for this long at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't, it's very hard to speculate on motive other than that he liked cool things. He saw things that so he wanted to take them, and he was pretty much able to take them, and not just on classified information matters, on all kinds of things that crossed his desk. Some days he liked to eat a lot of French fries. Some days he took classified documents. He wanted them. Why did he want them? Because he could get them.
Right. See, you just see how demeaning these people are. I mean, with John Bolton, and again, this is my thing, and I pseudo apologize for the redundancy of it all, but this is what happens when you're wicked. This is what happens when you're wicked. You know, this is what both reaping and sowing is about. This is what Psalm 7:11 is about. God judges the righteous, and God is angry at the wicked every day. If you decide that you're going to falsely accuse people of doing what you're actually doing, God's coming for you. I mean, you do it for years. You're going to falsely accuse people of doing what you actually do, which if this raid is actually a righteous raid and he's in possession of classified documents, you're sitting there and you're mocking a man. You're saying one day he eats French fries in the Oval Office. The next day he's stealing classified information, which, by the way, Aaron knows this, Brent knows this, you know this, everybody watching knows this. It's basically impossible for a president to do. Can we all agree it's basically impossible for a president to steal classified documents? Because all he has to do is take his little Sharpie pen and go, declassified. That's all he has to do. And if he's disingenuous, he can say, I did declassify it verbally. And here's four witnesses. I mean, again, a president really can't be in possession of classified documents that he's not allowed to be in possession of, unlike Joe Biden, which everything that Donald Trump was prosecuted for was to cover up for the actual crimes that Democrats were committed. They were prosecuting for the crimes that he didn't commit that the Democrats were actually committing, the exact same ones he was falsely accused of. And that's exactly what's going on here. You have this unbiased news person. What do you think his name is there? That bald
John guy? Halliman.
John Halliman. The unbiased news there from MSNBC, MS Now, which, by the way, Alex Jones has named more bleep now. You can just kind of figure out what the S stands for. Alex Jones has now renamed it. But anyway, this unbiased news source says that Donald Trump's a master thief, chaotic, and not smart. This is the unbiased news you're supposed to receive your information from. Mm. You know, I don't see the thing is, I don't claim to be unbiased. I'm here. I'll use my Christian cuss word. I'm freaking biased, baby. I am biased. I mean biased to the nth degree, so I don't claim to, but if you're going to be at MSNBC or CBS, whatever it may be, NBC, ABC, Wall Street Journal, whatever, you're claiming to be a news source. In other words, you are a publisher, not a platform, then you ought to be just simply spouting out what the news is, not claiming the intellectual fortitude or lack thereof of a person. Let's go to the next one. Western Lensman video. Here's the Bolton quote that has made it around the world that everybody's talking about today. Play for me.
And I think it's important that everybody take a deep breath here. This is a very serious matter. And it would be better if we could let the legal process play out. I know that may be frustrating to some people, but the seriousness of it itself dictates that we try and proceed in the most orderly way we can.
So let's just follow the rules. Remember the rules of the Democratic Party. So you got Johnny B's rule right there is Let the process play out. Would we all agree? Okay, no problem. We've raided your home, and now let's let the process play out. But that's not what's happening all over the media today. They're all claiming police state. Imagine this. They're now saying that in a current administration has weaponized the DOJ as they watch the Biden administration start the Jack Smith investigation into Donald Trump, start the other Jack Smith investigation into Donald Trump. Then you had Donald Trump's home raided. You had him brought under criminal charges, felonious charges, in four different jurisdictions. Two under Jack Smith. Okay, Jack Smith, South Florida. We'll go south to north. Jack Smith, South Florida. Fannie Willis in Atlanta. Jack Smith, Washington, D.C. And Alvin's Twinkies Bragg and Matthew Colangelo in New York. And they're claiming now it's been weaponized. Stone was sentenced to go to prison. Navarro does go to prison. Bannon goes to prison. Flynn was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Alex Jones bankrupted. Rudy Giuliani bankrupted. And now the DOJ has been weaponized. Imagine. It's not even audacity. It's absolute soullessness and lack of self-respect that you can go up to a podium and claim now the DOJ has been weaponized when you watch the most weaponized DOJ in United States freaking history from 2021 to 2024. And now come up and say, now it's weaponized. Oh, please. And to illustrate this point, May's video, here's Andrew McCabe on CNN discussing the raid on Trump's home. Look at the difference. Play it for me.
Can't overemphasize to you, John, how big of a deal this would have been within the Department of Justice and the FBI. This is not, you know, a couple of agents showing up at some judge's door in the middle of the night to get an emergency warrant. This is something that would have been planned out and reevaluated and legally examined from every possible angle by the entirety of the leadership structure of both organizations. So let's remember that to get a search warrant in any case, whether it's you or I or the former president, you have to go before a federal judge and convince that judge that there is probable cause to believe both that a federal crime has been committed and that evidence of that crime is contained within the space you have described in your warrant request. So we have, in this situation, a federal judge who made that determination, giving the agents authority to enter that premises and search every part of the premises that might contain the items that are specifically described in the warrant.
I have absolutely no doubt that Mr. Bolton will have very good counsel, and they will attack this in a full-throated and complete way, as they should, right? So we know that Mr. Bolton has said critical things about the president. That's not illegal. That's not a crime. That's pretty squarely within your First Amendment right in this country. And in fact, you shouldn't be. You're not supposed to be. The Department of Justice and the FBI have all kinds of policies absolutely prohibiting investigating people for the exercise of their First Amendment rights. And so if that's what's going on here, and there's all kinds of reasons to believe that that might be the true motivation, we know that the president is embarked on a pretty extensive effort to go after his perceived enemies, to, you know,
he said he was running on retribution. Yeah.
That's right. I am your retribution. That's what he told his supporters. So there's all kinds of reasons, I think, to look at this with a jaundiced eye and to be aware of the fact that there is more than just the probable cause articulated in this search warrant. There is this very fraught relationship between the two and the president's history of going after people using the levers of power that he has access to, particularly the Department of Justice, to go after people he doesn't like.
First of all, you have CNN employing a man who was fired from the FBI for lying under oath. That's who you're going to now receive your expertise from, your expert witness views from, are going to be from a man who lied under oath from the FBI and was forced to resign or was fired for it. Then you have Andrew McCabe say, when Mar-a-Lago gets raided, I'm sure that this was very, very legally viable. It went through all the appropriate processes. Okay, and again, another effeminate male, Andrew McCabe, who can't do a single push-up, is obviously Yeah, I was going to say something really bad. Obviously, his wife's... No, I don't know what... never mind. But anyway... Obviously scared of his wife. I'll keep it nice. But anyway, scared of his wife, that kind of guy, because he was caught going to raise camp in a very unscrupulous way, raising finances from the Clinton Foundation for his wife. But anyway, so now when Mar-a-Lago gets raided, I'm sure it went through a very deep, scrupulous legal proceeding. I'm sure that this was, you know, very meticulously done by the DOJ and the FBI and the magistrate and everybody else, right? But then when Bolton's house gets raided, Bolton's going to have the best attorneys, and Donald Trump's going after people, going after his opponents. And Andrew McCabe, if Andrew McCabe honestly thinks that, he should be preserving his files right now and getting attorneys himself, because he's on the list for sure. Because Andrew McCabe, you're talking about seditious conspiracy. Andrew McCabe is neck freaking deep. Him, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, Clapper Brennan, Strzok, Page, McCabe, all those people are neck deep in a conspiracy against rights and a seditious conspiracy, and none of which the statute of limitations have even begun on. So he needs to be very, very worried, and he is. But it's just so funny. Trump's home gets raided, the DOJ's correct. When Bolton's home gets raided, Bolton is correct. And well, because this is very shoddily done, obviously. Oh, it's Bethesda, Maryland. It's right there on the screen. So it was an interesting question, because Brent asked this. I wonder who the judge was that signed off on this warrant. That is very interesting, because it was obviously somewhere in the D.C. metro area, which includes D.C. Specific names of the judges were not disclosed in the available information. That's great. Good. I'm glad. Because it's obviously in the D.C. metro area, which includes Virginia, D.C. itself, Maryland, Delaware, all that stuff. So who knows where it actually comes from? So, I mean, from who the judge was. But that was a very good question. And I had never even thought of it till Brent asked about it. Because I'm like, that is good that there is a judge up there who's willing to be constitutional instead of politically leftist biased. So that's a good thing. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. Where I'm at? Big Fish?
Storm.
The storm has arrived. All right, storm has arrived video. The nerve of these people. Listen to the media talk about this. Play for me.
My suspicion is this looks performative and political, and that is highly concerning. The FBI should not be used as a tool to go after political enemies. And if that's the direction we're moving, it should alarm all Americans, because the FBI has incredible capabilities and powers. And you would not want to see the FBI transformed into a special police, the type of thing we've seen in the past in Soviet bloc countries, or in, you know, dictatorships across the Middle East and other places. We don't want it to be a mukhabarat or something like that. So it's really concerning. Hopefully that's not the case.
All right, quote of the night so far from Aaron. When you have there, you have Chris O'Leary, former special agent for the FBI, another effeminate man. He says that we don't want the FBI to be transformed into the special police. Aaron goes, oh, you mean transformed into what they were under Biden? So they really don't need to transform them. Just leave them as is. I mean, that's what we're going to do, is attack our political opponents. And by the way, that's what you want. Put up the next one for me, Brett. The Big Fish put this out. This is what you want. This is what you wanted, Chris. You were happy. You were so happy. He's so disturbed by the Bolton raid, but not as disturbed at all. He's just a former NSA national security advisor. I mean, DOD operative, whatever. I mean, you had the former president of the United States home raided and charged criminally in four jurisdictions. Where was Chris O'Leary then? Nowhere to be found. Here's all the people. I don't even know if it's all, but these are many of the people charged in the Trump orbit. And where was Chris? Where was MS Now and MSNBC and CNBC and CNN? Where were they worried about the weaponization of the DOJ when it was Republicans being locked up? When it was a prior Republican administration being locked up, not worried at all. And now that a prior administration is being investigated, they all are up in arms. But I love this Big Fish to all the Democrats crying about the Bolton raid. Remember, it is you who chose this path. That is correct. The gloves are off. We're now, you raid our homes, we'll raid yours. Tom, that is just not appropriate. Bull crap, it's not. So you're telling me someone raids your home. Someone just comes into your home night, you're going to just sit there? Just take it. I don't think so. So stop. I mean, when people talk like that, I'm just stop, because you would never apply that to yourself personally. So, and this is not at all remotely turn the other cheek. It does not apply. That does not apply to any of this. So anyway, so you have you know, now the Democrats up in arms. You have former special, you have Andrew McCabe, former director, you know, interim director of the FBI. You got this Chris O'Leary, former special agent of the FBI, both effeminate men as always. Talking about, oh, I cannot believe that the FBI is being transformed to a special police for Trump. What was it under? I mean, when was the FBI ever used to the degree of political persecution as it was under Biden? When did it ever reach those levels in the history of the United States? Never. Not even close. And I can remember all the way back. My political mind goes all the way back to 1980. It had never happened, even under Hussein Obama, who used the IRS to torment the Tea Party, who definitely used the FBI to his advantage. But even under Hussein, it didn't get to this place. Finally, they had somebody brain dead, President Putin Pop out there, and they said, you know, we can just do whatever we want. So they just unleashed the FBI on Biden's political opponents and on the prior administration and to try to torpedo Trump's future presidential aspirations, pulled him off a ballot. In several states, just got them removed off the ballot. In Colorado, Maine, and they're trying to do 9, 10 others. Whoever does. And now these people have the audacity to walk up to a podium or to a microphone and say they're concerned about the weaponization of the DOJ after they watched the weaponization of the Biden DOJ that was done at Olympic levels. Unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable hypocrisy. But that's just who they are. I mean, that's just who the Democratic Party is. They just are so soulless, they don't even recognize hypocrisy. This is a little disturbing video from the researcher. Back in 2021, where you have Comey leaker Ben Weitz laughed about how Russia collusion criminal Peter Strzok could begin planning another coup against a potential Republican president they thought would be Ron DeSantis. Look at Peter Strzok here. Play it for me.
Ron DeSantis may be our next president, but we are allowed to have Pete Strzok here to begin plotting the coup against the next horrible people.
Too soon. Tim, maybe not soon enough. Too soon, but not soon enough. I don't know what the right answer is.
And everybody just needs to remember who Peter Strzok is. Peter Strzok lies under oath. He is a perjurer. He is a liar. And I mean, by the way, right there, you have the Comey leaker Ben Weitz say, you know what? When DeSantis gets in, we got Strzok locked and loaded and ready to do another coup. And what does Strzok do? Laughs. This man's pension, his back pay, his FBI privileges have all been restored. He won a lawsuit. In what jurisdiction? That's why it was so important that Brent brought it up tonight about the judge for the Bolton raid. In what DC jurisdiction? He got all of his privileges back, all of his pay back, and a settlement too. Peter Strzok, who lies under oath, but it doesn't matter because he's going to a blue judge in a blue jurisdiction with a blue jury and a blue grand jury. It doesn't really matter. I mean, that's the point of all of it. Our judicial system is so corrupt. All that matters is what jurisdiction are you being tried in? If you are red and you're getting tried in a blue jurisdiction, get fitted for your prison clothes. And these people will sleep like babies at night. If Strzok, think about it. Strzok directly changed his own 302, his own witness statement. Can you imagine doing that by another cop in here tonight, Brent? Can you imagine that, Brent, that you sneak into the evidence locker room or you go, and you're not even allowed to do this. You go, I mean, while everything's under investigation, just pretend like we could as cops, both he and I were street level cops. Well, you're a detective. Actually, he actually solved real crimes. I never did. But anyway, nearly like homicides and stuff. I never did any of that stuff. But anyway, but imagine going in and you already filled out a witness statement and you just go in there and take it out and change it. That's exactly what Strzok did. He went in and interviewed General Flynn, filled out his 302 and said that General Flynn did not tell one lie, and then went back and changed it at the request of somebody. So that's exactly what happened. He is a devout liar, not to mention seditious conspirator. You know, we have a backup plan. We're not going to let Trump be president. You have Rosenstein asking, you know, in the presence of Andrew McCabe, volunteering to wear a wire under what, Article 25 of the Constitution, whatever it is. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. That's who these people are, and then laughs about it. And then he gets, at that time right there, I don't know if he'd been lost all of his retirement or everything yet, but somewhere after, right after that, he or right before that, he got fully reinstated all of his benefits and his retirement, his back pay. and probably a settlement too. And he's sitting there laughing about committing a future coup against Ron DeSantis because he knows that he did it. See, I mean, and then what I was going to say was, so he interviews General Flynn, writes the truth on his original 302. Again, 302 is just basically a witness statement from the agent themselves. Says that General Flynn absolutely told the truth and then changed it and accused him of lying. Remember, General Flynn was facing 9 years in prison under what Strzok did. And do you think he'd stay awake at night knowing that General Flynn, a war hero, a national intel hero, a stalwart citizen, family man, everything else? Do you think he would think twice about when he's walking around and sipping champagne at the establishment, Washington, D.C. cesspool cocktail parties? Do you think that he would be bothered at all? No, he's a demon. He'd sleep like a baby at night knowing that he put General Flynn, a war hero, an American hero, American citizen hero, all hero in many different capacities, put him in prison for 9 years. And Peter Strzok's never done a thing in his life. And, you know, I love it when Brent's here because he always gives me like a little pseudo amen on this. Yet the FBI agents, whether it was the guy before Chris O'Leary, Peter Strzok, hi, my name's Andrew McCabe. I'm a very effeminate man. I like to pretend that I have a wife. None of these guys know how to solve crimes because they've never been cops.
No,
they're lawyers and social workers. Do you realize they're always given this mantle, this title of the most powerful law enforcement agency in the world, the greatest law enforcement. They're a bunch of clowns and buffoons. They don't know how to even work a crime. They wouldn't know what to do on the most basic of traffic stops. I would love to see them try. You would see, because none of them have any law enforcement training. Oh, yes. They've all gone to the FBI Academy. Okay, the FBI Academy is a bunch of people who have never, ever solved crimes or ever worked police calls, teaching other people how to not solve crimes and how to work police calls. That's how it is. Okay, I mean, it's a bunch of people at the Academy who have never worked a police call, teaching other people how to work police calls. So, you know, that's why it's so clownish when you see it. They don't have any idea. I mean, I'm not belittling like Cash Patel, but Cash Patel's never worked a police call in his life. He's the director of the FBI, and I love Cash Patel. I'm just saying. Now, Bongino's different. Bongino's NYPD. Bongino was in the Secret Service. Bongino did actually work criminal investigations in the Secret Service and was an NYPD cop. Okay, that's mass exposure to mass crime in a shorter period of time. I think he was a cop in NYPD for like 5 years and was Secret Service for 12. So there's a lot there, but Cash Patel hasn't. Jim Comey's never worked a crime in his life. Jim Comey has never worked a car theft. He's never worked a bicycle theft in his life. He's never fingerprinted anything in his life. He's never had anybody take a poke at him, ever. He's never been in a fight in his life, and now we put the FBI in charge of solving the most serious crimes. Do you know what you should do with the most serious crimes? Is find the local jurisdiction. They'll be solved way better and way faster. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, you go and find it. I remember listening I was still a cop, and I was listening to truckers talking about a pursuit that was going on. And one was a big agency and one was a small agency. And the small agency they were talking about is right here where I'm sitting, Northport, Florida. And the truckers were all talking on 19 because all these cops are going by in this massive pursuit. And the truckers, they just need to turn it over to one of those small towns like Northport. They'll get it solved in a hurry. They're right. When there's no politics and you're just there to solve crime, you get stop six out, it's over. I'm just so worried about hurting the perpetrator who's threatening everybody's lives driving down the road at 120 miles an hour in a pursuit. We're all so concerned about him. You know, get it where there's no politics involved. With the FBI, that's all there is politics. That's all that there is. So the FBI, I just want everybody to know, has no idea. I'm telling you right now, you could not call the FBI. If your house, your car got burglarized, you're missing your cell phone and your wallet out of your car. The FBI have no idea what to do. They would have no idea what to do. They wouldn't know the procedure. They wouldn't know how to not ruin the crime scene. They wouldn't know how to do anything. They're useless human beings. There doesn't need to be an FBI. There was never an FBI till 1913. From 1776 to 1913, there was no FBI. There was no Fed. And by the way, there was no central bank at all. He formed a central bank in Germany, formed a central bank in America, and it was 1913. And what, a year later, you got World War I. That's just a very strange coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah.
And everybody who was the adversaries in World War One were the ones who were not complying with the new central bank. Just like World War II and just like every other conflict you see. Why does Iran get bombed? Oh, because we need to get rid of their nuclear facilities. If you believe that, listen, you're living in a very shallow life. Iran got bombed because they are not part of the Israeli Jewish banking system. Same with Russia.
Yep.
Weird. Weird how that all happens, isn't it? The greatest foes in the world are the ones that are not participating in the international banking system. That's very weird, isn't it? So in other words, you can't be leveraged into buying what they want you to buy and selling what they want you to sell. And you can't be leveraged into behaving the way that they want you to behave, because if you don't behave the way they want you to behave, then they'll debank you. That's weird, isn't it? So now they're manipulating your behavior using the United States military to bomb your nuclear facilities because you refuse to comply with the Jewish banking system. Oh, Tom's anti-Israeli. I'm telling you what, is it not true? Anything I say, was anything that I just said not true?
No.
And then how am I anti-Semitic? The man who studies the Bible, how am I anti-Semitic? I just told you what was true. I mean, listen, God opens up the earth and swallows a bunch of Hebrews. And we just have to, we have to honor everything Hebrew does, like harboring pedophiles in their country right now. The one, especially the one that just happened in Las Vegas. Then Netanyahu just said, there really wasn't any charges right there. I know he's trying to lure a 14-year-old girl, and he's like 48. I mean, it's blatant, and it's very sexual, and it's all there in writing. But, I mean, he wasn't charged or anything. He absolutely was charged. He was given a court date, and he fled to Israel. And weird, because the judge was also Jewish. Weird. That didn't put the stipulations that they put on everybody else in that case and every other sex offender that ever gets caught. Which is ankle bracelet and go home.
Yeah.
And they take your passport. That didn't happen here. And he got right on a flight and flew right to Israel, where they harbor pedophiles, and he'll stay the rest of his life. And the girl that he was going to victimize gets no justice. There you go. That's the real world, folks. That is really how it works. Listen, I like John Wayne too. But that is not the way that it works. It's not white hats and black hats. It is devil and God, and that's it. And you need to figure out, and there's lots of people that are on the devil's side that have R's in front of your name, in front of their names, and everybody with a D in front of their name is on the devil's side. So that is the way that it actually works. Change the subjects. Let's go to the next one. Donald J. Trump, True Social post. Here's the good news. More Trump success. We got a nice raid of John Bolton today. Great. Here's more. I am pleased to announce that the radical left representatives working at the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, have now admitted how incredible my tariff strategy has been. That is, by the way, the CBO couldn't be any more leftist. Couldn't be. It's just like, it's really the equivalent of Politico. Saying that Trump's tariffs, I love how Trump talks about himself in the third person, Trump's tariffs reduced the deficit by $4 trillion. That's now, listen, that if you have a leftist admitting that, then it's true. When I began my tariff policy suggestions, they refused to acknowledge the potential success that would be derived. So far, $800 billion has come in. Deficits are, last I checked, and that was a month ago. Deficits are down. Taxes are down. All that's true. And then you'll have all of this is true. Deficits are down. And then you'll hear pundits on MS Now come out and say deficits are up. They're not. Taxes are down. They'll say taxes are up. They're not. Energy is down. They'll say, I mean, energy prices are down. Taxes are down. I mean, the energy prices are down. Today, in Venice, Florida, $2.75 for gas at the Wawa. There you go. $2.75. Yeah. Tell me energy's up. That's what a Democrat will say right now. Just bold-faced lie. You're like, Tom, they can't bold-faced lie because there's video evidence they're lying. That doesn't matter when you're soulless. Doesn't matter when you're full of demons. It doesn't matter that the truth is blatantly right in front of your freaking face. Yet by Jesus, what did Jesus say in John chapter 8, verse 45? Yeah, because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. So the response to the truth is, I don't believe you. So why would it bother any Democrat to just come out and espouse what is was blanketly provable to be false? I mean, why? Energy is down. That's true. Prices generally are down. That's absolutely true. The only things that are up are take-home pay, the stock market, and our country. Aaron, give me the last line in Trump, which is the hottest.
Which is the hottest anywhere in the world. Thank you for your attention. Do this matter.
There you go. So there you go. Trump himself right there talking to you. So there you go. That's big. Now, I've been saying, because I hate the big, beautiful bill. But if Trump proves me wrong, I'm gonna dedicate a big segment of the show, and I'll just say I'm wrong 40 times. I'll say I'm wrong 47 times in honor of the 47th president. There you go. Because if he actually offsets the spending in the big, beautiful bill with $4 trillion worth of revenue from tariffs, I will absolutely say I was wrong, and I'll be glad to be wrong. Glad to be wrong. I would have been glad to be wrong about things I said about Biden, but I never was. Not one time. All right, where the heck am I? Oh, go to the next one for me. Lips of TikTok video. Oh, here's another big victory. Here, now, here, Eric, you side by side, another effeminate man. His name is Mark Carney. He's the Prime Minister of Canada. So anyway, Canada's been, Aaron, they've been playing tough, man.
Oh, yeah.
They've been tough. I mean, they're like, you know, we got our retaliatory. We're putting retaliatory tariffs on you next to the skaters. Retaliatory skaters on you. Here we go. Here comes retaliatory tariffs on you. Okay, that lasted all of like 12 days, okay? Because Trump's Trump. If this is an effeminate man like Biden, an effeminate man like Hussein Obama, an effeminate man like Kamala Harris, and yes, I meant what I said, an effeminate man like Michelle Obama, Big Mike, okay, they would just toy with us forever and we would cave. Imagine being the bigger, stronger, better looking athlete and then cave to the weaker one that you could just absolutely destroy. And that's what we do every time. Why? Because the people that are holding office are not in favor of a strong America. They're in favor of a strong global governance. So they have to weaken America. Does everybody get that? It makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's all. That's what it is. All these people that hold office, Republican and Democrat, they're not in favor of a strong America. They're in favor of a strong global alliance, a strong global governance. And in order to get there, you have to weaken America. That's why you endlessly see us adding on to debt until Trump comes along and brings $4 trillion worth of revenue from tariffs alone that now the CBO has to announce. But now, and Carney's seen all the, now this man right here is Mr. World Economic Forum. Now the World Economic Forum run by Larry Fink. That's just coincidence.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just BlackRock running the World Economic Forum. Now, I mean, they're buying up every private residence in the United States to make it unaffordable to buy. But you can afford to rent if you bring in three families. Oh, and then they're going to just usher you into their 15-minute cities and burn down all those single-family homes and make sure that you're controlled via QR code and marks of the beast on your forehead and on your right hand, but temporarily on your phone. But don't worry, Aaron. It's all voluntary.
Yeah, of course.
It's all voluntary. But anyway, so Carney just bends over and grabs his ankles. Play for me.
So let's be absolutely clear. Canada currently has the best trade deal with the United States. And while it's different from what we had before, it is still better than that of any other country. So as we work to address outstanding trade issues with the United States, it's important, it's vital. We do everything we can to preserve this unique advantage for Canadian workers, Canadian businesses. And doing so will require both building on a soon-to-be revised CUSMA, our free trade agreement with the U.S. and Mexico, as well as developing a new form of trade and security partnership with the United States. In this context, and consistent with Canada's commitment to CUSMA, I'm announcing today that the Canadian government will now match the United States by removing all of Canada's tariffs on U.S. goods specifically covered.
So we got another Aaron comment. You got Carney talking and Aaron just gets frustrated. He's still talking. Yeah. I mean, again, these people, their job in life is to filibuster and do nothing. Let me talk as long as I possibly can to cover up the very fact that not only he progressed up from the bottom of his feet, he bent over for Trump, grabbed the heels of his feet, slid up his ankles as if he were a pole stripper, went all the way up to his butt cheeks and spread them wide for Trump. That's what he did because he is, I mean, he knows, you know what? If I do continue these retaliatory tariffs, that my economy's finished because their economy depends 30 to 40% on America. You know what our economy depends on with Canada? 1%. If that, I might even be the combination between Canada and Mexico. I don't remember. It's like 1.4%. And you know, we'll be all right without whiskey and syrup. Anyway, that's the thing. We don't even need their oil. Trump said, we don't need your oil. We got it here. They have plenty of oil here. I'm trying to remember what state it was that just discovered. It's not Alaska. It's California. California has more oil than Texas. And there's not one, no drilling going on at all. If we were to take California, there's more oil in California than Saudi Arabia. And it doesn't get touched. Instead, all of these climate activists ship it over. using giant 24/7 diesel engines or train it over. Remember, they shut down the XL pipeline so they could truck it over. You shut down a pipeline that uses zero CO2 to bring it to various locations and cuts down the mileage on trucks by hundreds of millions of miles. And no, we don't want that. We don't want a pipeline. So instead of the pipeline, we're going to send all the trucks burning diesel to the location where the pipeline begins and just truck it everywhere. This is, the Democrats are, they're purposely and unpurposely idiots, but that's their only choice. There is no C. They're either purposely an idiot or unpurposely an idiot. That's it. That's your only choices when it comes to being a Democrat. So Carney bent over. The retaliatory tariffs are now gone. Trump wins again. Bolton's home, win. CBO, win. Border closed. But the government has not released one person. Remember, Biden was releasing thousands a day from the southern border. Not crossings a day. 15,000 were crossing. And then Biden was releasing thousands on top of that. So everybody just crossed. And he's busting them across. He's flying them across. He's doing everything. But now, zero. That's like 2-3 months in a row, zero have been released by the government into our country. From thousands a day to zero for months. The accomplishment levels of this man are unreal. And I don't agree with some of the assessments. I've seen people like talking about, Trump has like swollen ankles right now. Well, and they say he doesn't appear super healthy. I'm watching everything on him. He's out with ICE last night doing a patrol in D.C. He just doesn't sleep. He's 3 hours a night, something like that. And maybe his ankles are swollen right now. Maybe he needs to take a little rest. But now Democrats are trotting out these morons that are coming out and saying, I believe that Trump has dementia. And I believe it. Where? How? What sign of that is there? Everybody watch him today with the FIFA World Cup thing. He's, 100%. He just scored another one. He just scored the World Cup in 2026. Then World Cup never comes here, ever. Why does it come here? They're terrified of him. What can we do to appease this man? Send him the World Cup. Send him the World Cup. Send him to the Olympics. Because they're terrified of the man. Terrified of him. And it's great. Isn't it great? Because one thing you want are these little conniving, passive-aggressive, effeminate men around the world. You want them afraid of you because they're always working behind, backdooring you, gossiping about you, trying to sabotage you, trying to torpedo you because they're scared. They're guys that have never, ever, they're the quintessential Jesse James assassins that shoot Jesse James in the back because they never take him on in a direct fight, in a face-to-face fight. So you want people like that terrified of you so they don't get anywhere near you because they'll shoot you in the back. Here we go again. Donald J. Trump. True Social post. It is my great honor to report that the United States of America, here's another one, now fully owns and controls 10% of Intel. A great, and believe me, I know the synergistic push-pull tension about AI, about Palantir, J.D. Vance and Peter Thiel and Palantir and Andrew, and is it Andrew Carpern? Or is it
Alex?
Alex Karp. Yeah. Alex Karp and Palantir. It's weird, too, because Alex Karp, who is the current CEO of Palantir, is very anti-Christian. And now Peter Thiel is doing a seminar on the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Did anybody see that? This is so weird. And Elon Musk is now completely, totally off the Trump train and on the Vance train, is pretty much not really paying attention to the America Party anymore.
Weird.
Weird. So you got to watch all these guys, billionaires and everybody who want mass AI influence. I don't think that Elon Musk wants AI control, but he definitely wants mass AI intrusion, pseudo intrusion in our life with robotics and everything else. And then he also wants miraculous healing stuff from AI also. It's a tenuous balance. Life is nuance. A great American company that has even more incredible future. Here's what's real important about this. I know there's a lot of layers to it. It's 9:54. I can't get in all the layers of it. So I'm going to cover mainly the positive part of it because I've certainly attacked the Palantir real ID enough for everybody to know that I'm balanced on this issue. I negotiated this deal with Lip Pew Tan. Gee, I wonder what country he comes from. The highly respected chief of executive officer of the company. The United States paid nothing for these shares. Unbelievable. It's win. Why would they do that? Because they're terrified of Trump. Terrified of him. It's great, isn't it? It's fun to live under the shelter of his wing. It's nice. And the shares are now valued at approximately $11 billion. This is a great deal for America and also a great deal for Intel. Building leading edge semiconductors and chips. See, that's the big deal. We cannot be Taiwan chip centered. Listen, there are chip manufacturing in the United States, but they're subpar. They're not. Taiwan is the top of the line, like the ones in your Chevy truck, your Ford truck, Brent's electric Mustang. Hey, I was espousing by electric vehicles under Musk, and listen, I still love Tesla. I love Elon Musk. Friends fight, okay? And you just don't choose sides a lot sometimes, you know? Building leading edge semiconductors and chips. We got to have the chips. That's everything. I mean, everything. This thing here, Aaron, everything has chips in it, right? Yeah. I mean, it's everything. Yeah. I mean, they got to be the high-end ones.
These lights, too.
Oh, yeah, the lights that are on everywhere, the camera, everything that is in this room.
Yep.
The only thing that don't have chips are the things that I know how to work.
True.
Which is light switches. That's
regular
that's
lights.
That's what I have. That's my expertise in the church. Ready? Here, I'm going to demonstrate for everybody. That's what I can do. Aaron does everything else. So anyway, thank you for your attention to this matter. Another Trump win. Go to the next one for me. Here's another Trump win. Secretary Marco Rubio, who strangely has become this just MAGA warrior. I hope it's real. Because everyone's talking Vance Rubio 2028. I hope it's real. I used to love Marco Rubio. And by the way, I voted for him every time he's run. Okay? I mean, because he's certainly better than the Democratic Party alternative. But he is in a gang of eight, really kind of center right, center left, center whatever he was, globalist. He has turned a freaking corner, either because he's terrified of Trump or he thinks it's politically expedient to be a MAGA warrior or Trumpster. I don't know. Trump supporter? I don't know. But he certainly has turned a corner. And can we just honestly say that he's done a great job as Secretary of State as well as his other jobs that he's doing? Trump's got him like doing like three different jobs. Effective, he's the NSA too. He's National Security Advisor. the guy is brilliant. I don't know if I'm lock, stock, and barrel in favor of him yet. You got to give me some years. If he does all this year and all next, I'll be a Marco Rubio fan. Because then, you know, by that point, you will have had to suffer some political loss. And if you're willing to suffer political loss, you know, like I get banned off of everything. I am the world record leader. I honestly believe it. I should actually call Guinness. Because I think I own a world record for the most people that have ever gotten up in the middle of my sermons and left. I do. I believe I'm a world record leader. I do. I honestly do. Most people have ever gotten up in the history of a pastor's career and gotten up, or have just blatantly gotten up, even mocked me getting up.
True.
So I think I am. So, I mean, if you're willing to suffer the consequences of telling the truth, then I believe in you. The increasing number, effective immediately, we are pausing all insurance of worker of worker visas for commercial truck drivers. Hey, I think we've had enough killing. I mean, you had the commercial truck driver with the CDL in Canada wipe out a hockey team. Basically, it wasn't a hockey team, but it was the amount of people killed, like 13 people. Then you just had another one kill three or four. And then you had the family of three killed right here on the turnpike here in the state of Florida. And the CDL was issued by Gavin Newsom. The guy, I don't know, remember his first name, something, something Singh, of course. Had a CDL issued from the state of California in order to qualify for a CDL. And by the way, this is federal law. It's instituted by federal policy. The only way to qualify, because it's international, I mean, it's nationwide. The CDL is nationwide. It's issued out of the state of California. And the requirements for a CDL is you must speak English. Did the guy who killed the people in Florida speak English? No, not a word. He only got 2 out of 12 signs correct on a sign test. You have to be a worker visa holder. Was he? No. You have to be a United States citizen. Was he? No. He was an illegal alien, and they still issued him, who could not speak English, who could not tell you what the signs say, who was an illegal alien without a worker's visa. You can't have a worker's visa if you're an illegal alien. So he didn't even qualify for a CDL, but Gavin Newsom gave one to him anyway. And that's what Marco Rubio is now fighting against, is now shut down the issuance of worker visas. The increasing number of foreign drivers operating large tractor-trailer trucks, kind of a problem, would everybody agree? Several hundred tons or whatever it is, 100 tons of whatever, of materials driving down the road at 90 miles an hour. The one that we showed on the podcast here was the one that was Canadian driver that Matt Walsh was covering. The guy was on his phone, had numerous other safety violations, just wiped out a family of three. Because, as Brent knows, what's going to happen whenever you have an interstate crash. Everybody knows what's going to happen.
The whole thing shut down.
You're going to have to shut down, and you're going to have a subsequent crash every time. Because here in Florida, it's pouring rain, right? Pouring rain. And you have a crash. Someone slides off. They're in the median. All right. They're bashed up against a tree. And they're not even hurt. You're just there. You know, you're helping the person. Okay. Even those people who have lived in the state of Florida all their lives seem to fail to recognize that when you see stopped vehicles with blue lights, you might want to start slowing down hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yards away, not when you get within 20 yards of the stopped vehicles and it's pouring rain. Because what's going to happen when you slam on your brakes? You're going to be in the ditch with the person that you're rubbernecking to see.
Yeah, always.
Every crash I worked, I just sat there and waited, especially when no bay flight's coming. Because now the interstate's shut down, I'm just waiting. And you can hear it. You can even hear it in the distance. Boosh.
Oh, my
gosh. There's the subsequent crash. All right. I mean, so subsequent crashes almost every time. And that's what happened with that truck driver in Kent. He's got his head down looking at his phone and just wiped out a family. He never hit the brakes. All he did was grab the steering wheel. Boom. And at least he showed some emotion, unlike the guy who killed the three people on the Turnpike of Florida. Let's go to the next one. Another Trump win. I mean, you're like, Tom, you're a sycophant. Would everybody agree? Aaron, would you agree? I'm certainly not a Trump sycophant.
Definitely not.
Okay, not. When he's off, he's off. I blast him for the rollout of the Epstein stuff. Now I know more about what he was talking about, but it was still inexcusable. But the thing is, he keeps winning. MJ Truth Ultra video. Follow that account on Twitter. Excellent account, MJ Truth Ultra. Update Ghislaine Maxwell transcripts. DOJ Todd Blanche asked Maxwell if she or Epstein ever had any contact with or had paid or had been paid by Mossad Israeli intelligence. She said, not deliberately, and I wouldn't know. Oh, yeah, they did. Now, that wasn't the big win. The next one is the next slide that's a big win. But anyway, so we all know. What does that mean? Not deliberately, and I wouldn't know. So how would you know it wasn't deliberate? If you don't know, then how would you be able to make a determination about whether something was deliberate or not? Make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Then how would you not? If you don't know, then how would you know whether anything was deliberate or not? You know, you don't know. And she's lying, of course, because her dad was Mossad. Jeffrey Epstein took her dad's place and she ran Epstein, not the other way around. She's running Epstein for Mossad in the honeypot operations. That's why she brought all the girls. I mean, Epstein was a wretched, horrible sex offender. I'm just saying, she brought the girls. She recruited the girls. She had the recruiting sort of Ponzi, multi-level marketing recruitment scheme in South Florida for the girls. She's running the recruitment. She was actually running it. So she is Mossad, and she's lying, trying to get out of prison, whatever. But the thing is, she can't turn on Mossad, because if she turns on Mossad, she's going to be dead in prison. Right now, she's in a country club. They moved her to a country club prison. So she's living a good life. She's out doing yoga every day, whatever. So she's got a good life. She turns on Mossad, they'll find her dead. Just like, who'd they find dead? Her former partner, Jeffrey Epstein, found him dead also. All right, go to the next one. So here's the good news. Here's the win for Trump. Ghislaine Maxwell transcripts again. Ghislaine Maxwell was asked if President Trump ever received a massage or had done anything inappropriate with masseurs, or masseurs, I guess, or masseuses?
Masseuses.
That's toughy. Yeah. Masseuses. I guess it's the female version of masseur. Hi, I'm a masseuse. But anyway, or with anyone in her world. Her response, never, absolutely not. And by the way, that's absolutely proven there is absolutely no evidence that Trump ever was involved in any sexual sort of situation, you know, under the Epstein umbrella. All right, let's make fun of Democrats for a couple minutes here. I got a whole, look at how thick this is. Look at the thick little file I got here on, look at that thick little file, all on Democratic stupidity. Let's start in New York, shall we? New York Post, Mayor Adams' longtime confidant, Ingrid Lewis Martin, who looks trans man. Can we all be honest? I mean, that looks like a man. Ingrid Lewis Martin, I think she ought to just drop the Ingrid and go with it, Lewis Martin, because that's probably his name, allegedly accepted $75,000 in bribes. Bombshell indictments revealed, and she was like handing money to a reporter in a chip bag. I mean, odds. I mean, this is the Democratic Party. This is the Democratic Party. Go to the next one for me. Charlie Kirk tweet, the Minnesota State Democrat Party has reversed its endorsement of Omar Fattah for mayor of Minneapolis after discovering, or rather being forced to admit, of course, Democrats never actually discover anything. It's just like Boston Children's Hospital. Do you perform, and of course, I mean, absolutely center of leftist medical procedures, i.e. cutting off the testicles and breasts and penises of underage people, of juveniles, do you actually perform those surgeries? You know, do you perform your testicular removals, penis removals, breast removals, do you actually perform those procedures? Absolutely not. Okay, that's what they said until it was revealed that they did, and then they said they were getting death threats. And that's just the Democrats. So now they're forced to admit, being forced to admit severe voting irregularities at the city's Democratic convention. But of course, and it's kind of funny because, it just his name slipped my mind, but Ted Wheeler, I think. Is that Wheeler? No, that was, what's his name? Aaron, find out the current mayor of Minneapolis for me. Oh, gosh, I can't believe it. Is it Fry? I can't remember.
Jacob Fry.
Jacob Fry. So Jacob Fry, who's Mr. Black. I mean, he's like, Mr. Black Lives Matter. I mean, in ceremonial observance to his worship of black people, allowed Minneapolis to be burned to the freaking ground during Black Lives Matter. I mean, in absolute reverence, remember taking a knee and wearing the African garb and then wearing the African garb and like the African little circle hat and then take a knee. I mean, again, you couldn't be any more bent over. I mean, him being in the kneeling position is absolutely perfect. Perfect for Jacob Fry.
He's used to it.
I mean, he's very used to being on his knees. But anyway, so this lover of black people has just turned on Omar Fattah, just absolutely turned on him. Why? Because he wants to keep his white privileged mayoral position. I mean, that's not how how I think, but I'm like, isn't that the Democratic Party stance? He's turned on this black man to keep his mayorship, to keep his position. Just turned on him. Just some simple voting irregularities. That's in every Democratic Party election. So just more on the flavor of the Democratic Party. Find any of these stories about Republicans. Please, I challenge you. Go ahead. Maybe you're a leftist right now. And you're watching this. We got about 1,400 people watching the podcast right now. All right. I told you about how we, buy views and stuff like that. So take 2,000 off of the number that you're seeing because we buy the views to manipulate the algorithm and put us on the front page. And I'll never lie about it. That's the truth. Do the same thing Sunday morning. It improves our position in the algorithm. You got to play the game. Take the gloves off, play the game. Just don't lie about it. So it's like 1,400 people watching this right now. I challenge you. Maybe you're a leftist. Go find me Republican reports like these. Find me. I'll put it on. Send it, you can find a way right now and send it to Aaron. And I'll put it on. You won't find anything. Go to the next for me. Sunny Boy Video, what's going on in Minneapolis? Play it for me.
The city of Minneapolis changed its noise ordinance, now allowing the Islamic call to prayer to be broadcast from speakers year-round, 5 times a day. In tonight's Weekend Journal, David Schumann of WCCO reports it is a first for a major U.S. city.
The Muslim call to prayer, recited in here, heard out there. 5 times a day, Muslims gather to pray at mosques, but the broadcast for the pre-dawn and nighttime prayers weren't allowed in Minneapolis until now. The city eliminated time constraints from the part of its noise ordinance related to religious worship. In the summer, that means the call could go out as early as 3:30 a.m. and as late as 11 p.m.
The city of Minneapolis.
All right, 5 times a day you're going to get to hear. Remember Dumb and Dumber, the movie Dumb and Dumber? Hey, you want to hear the most irritating sound in the world? Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, the Muslim call to prayer is 10 times worse than that. 10 times. And then you get to hear that guy with the effeminate voice singing. It's amazing to me how leftists actually partner with people who couldn't be any more misogynist than Muslims. It's amazing to me. The only reason why they partner with Muslims is because they hate Jesus. That's why. They have that in common. Muslims hate Jesus and the left hates Jesus. That's why they partner together. But 5 times. Now, you and I'm assuming now that church bells are unfettered in Minneapolis. Right? And this is Jacob Fry again. So Jacob Fry torpedoes the Muslim candidate for mayor of Minneapolis and then allows 5 times a day for the Muslim call of prayer to be broadcast around the city on all of their megaphones, all of their speakers throughout the city. So I'm assuming, though, that you can, I could guarantee you this. If I was a pastor in Minneapolis, I would already have Aaron, because I don't know anything about how to do speakers or any of that stuff, but Aaron does. I mean, really does. And I'm like, Aaron, what's the last freaking speakers on the planet? Okay, listen, we got money. Go buy me $500,000 worth of the greatest speakers and sound system you ever had, because every single day, whenever they're playing their Muslim call to prayer, we're going to play something Christian.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what it is. It could just be a Billy Graham preaching. It could be Sean Foyt. It could be anybody singing, whatever. It could just be me out there going, la, 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 la. Or fart noises. I don't care. Over the Muslim. I mean, that would be my greatest thing with fart noises. Over the Muslim call to prayer, because that's how I feel about the Muslim call to prayer.
You just like screaming Christ is King.
Yeah, scream Christ is King over and over. Over and again. Over. Yeah, over just right over. And we'll rotate me, Brent, Aaron, me, Brent, Aaron, me, Brent, Aaron. We'll just scream the whole time. All right, go to the next one for me. Bill Malugin, the bottom part for flying over Palisades in Malibu. If you zoom in, you can see all the empty lots and, of course, the burned out mountains. And here's a little just side note from Bill Malugin. And there are still burned down buildings and vehicles lining PCH. Can you imagine, like a third world country, there's burned up vehicles lining PCH 7.5 months later. Go to the next one for me. Just want to show you. California now leads the nation. This is the guy now, the leading contender for the Democratic nomination for president. California now leads the nation in both unemployment and homelessness. Truly amazing. But Harry Enten, he has now risen to 28%. He is absolutely throttling everybody. Gavin Newsom will be the Democratic Party nominee for president for 2028. And he's the absolute worst, one of the worst human beings in the world. Leads the nation in unemployment and homelessness and crime skyrocketing in the state of California. All right, going to call the show right there. Rumble Rants tonight. Jules, 21 hours, $25. Thank you so much. Mike Griffith, $25. Thank you so much, Mike. Sissy Patterson, $5. Thank you so much, Sissy Patterson. Appreciate you guys in the rant. Now we get to pay Brent and pastries tonight because you guys gave in the rant. Thank you. He's not going to go home empty-handed. We're going to give him a zebra cakes tonight because you guys gave $55 in the rant. Love you guys so much. Love you guys in the chat. Join us at Foundation Church. Lots of people, about, I'd say, on average, 1,500 to 2,000 a week.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that. Are joining us live every Sunday at Foundation Church. Join us there. Don't go to COVID caving churches, weak sauce, lukewarm churches. Even if they're in your area, don't go there. Just join us instead. I never would have said that 5 years ago, but I say it now because you're better off not going in person. If the church is comparable to us, and they're in person, they preach the promises of God, hellfire and brimstone, turn or burn, turn from your sin. If they teach that, stay in your area. If they don't, join us online. If it was a church that caved to COVID, Brent's fabulous Cincinnati church, that one, something like that. They wore mask one, mask two, vax one, vax two. Zoom services closed for 2 years, and they've never come out and publicly said they were wrong. You don't ever need to attend that church. It doesn't matter how sweet they are, because that sweetness is fakeness. Don't go there. Join us Sunday morning online. Make this your home church, Foundation Church, never closed. Never will, never pipped and hoard vaccines, never wore masks, never stood 6 feet apart, nothing. Join it, and never will, never. I don't care. I don't care if it's a pterodactyl attack. I don't care if it's a plague of rattlesnakes. We're never closing. Never closed, never will. So join us this Sunday morning at Foundation Church, 10 o'clock Eastern. If I don't see you then, I'll see you Monday night at 9 o'clock as always. Love you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Stick around for the post game one last time. God bless you.